We were talking with Sarah Jones just last week about the hashtag resistance. The line that they keep coming back to is like, look, like, you know, the Republicans are the villain. Like, they're the bad guy. They're the clear and immediate threat. Like, why are you wasting your time, like, attacking us? Let's work together to defeat, like, the real threat, which is the right. And, like, I agree. They, like, the right wing Republicans in control of our government, that's the problem. They are the enemy. However, to the pragmatists out there and the people who don't like purity in politics, yes, let's come together, but get this through your fucking head. You must bend the knee to us, not the other way around.
Right.
You have been proven as failures, and your entire worldview has been discredited. You bend the knee to us, and then let's fucking work together to defeat these things, not with fucking means testing or market-based solutions, but with a powerful social democratic message like what just happened in the UK.
And we're retreading some territory we went through with Corbyn, but I think... So the most instructive thing for the next Sanders, the next Warren, it should be that look at where your party is. Everything that they're going to try to throw against you, you don't have to acquiesce to them. You don't have to do what they do with Republicans. These people are paper tigers. If you do not play by the rules of their game, and this is more life and death than ever, because if you don't run them over, if you don't put them through the fucking meat grinder, shove their noses in the mess they made on the carpet, they will try to elect 435 fucking John Ossoffs, eat shit, and then sell you a t-shirt saying, hey, at least we tried.
And one last point about purity politics, because that is a favorite buzzword of these people. Look, I'm not for purity politics. I don't think like a Bernie Sanders would have won in that Georgia district, which has been gerrymandered to be like the most reactionary white district imaginable. However, single-payer healthcare, universal healthcare, that is a purity test for everyone in the Democratic Party. You're either for it or against it, and if you're against it, get the fuck out. But like, you know, we've been talking about healthcare or whatever. A major part of any like healthcare reform, I mean, you know it, I know it, it has to be mindset.
Yeah.
Oh, any healthcare 100%, plan that 100%. Doesn't address mindset and posture and self-talk is doomed to fail. I mean, you're not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
The point of healthcare is to have a healthy, active, positive population. If you don't control your mindset and control your emotions and self-talk, then you're not going to be healthy.
That's why my dad isn't with us today. He didn't do breathing exercises. He didn't do Wim Hof ice therapy. Yeah, I love you, Dad. I wish, but you were wrong.
Folks, longtime fans of the show will know, of course, I'm referring to, you know, the god, our mentor, our sort of spiritual advisor in a lot of ways, Mike Cernovich, of course.
Motherfucking Cernovich.
Yesterday, let's just say the audiobook of Guerrilla Mindset found its way onto my hard drive. And wouldn't you know it, Mike reads this book himself. So right now, for Matt and Felix and for the listeners, I'm just going to select at randomly just a clip from hour one of Mike Cernovich reading Guerrilla Mindset, and we're going to play it for you on the air. Just a quick hit, because I want to share this with you, the listeners. So let's go.
No place else I'd rather be. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. There's nowhere else I'd rather see. I'm telling myself, this is the person I want to be with. This is the place I want to be. And when you tell yourself this, believe it. Believe there's nowhere else you'd rather be, and there's no one else you'd rather see.
What?
When you believe it, using those two mantras will help you develop deeper, longer-lasting connections. Again, mindfulness is not just some random concept about meditation.
Oh my fucking god!
I'd rather see them on a plane. I'd rather see them on a train.
If you are saying that you'll never eat green eggs and ham, you are denying yourself an experience. Say to yourself, I'll try it, and if it's not good, I'll be okay with it. I will find the Lorax today.